Kieran Moore, we're here, Michael Murphy's the launch of the jersey. What's your initial thoughts on it? It's a bit retro looking. It seems to be everybody's happy with it and excited about it.
Ah, yeah, look, it's great, I think. You know, there's a lot of people in store here today looking to get it. But yeah, there's I think it's going to go down very well. You know, just excited to be able to wear it now in the upcoming season.
Yeah, and the season, of course, starts very, very soon with the McKenna Cup. Before we go on that, obviously it was a big year for Donegal, winning Ulster, getting to the All-Ireland final. Didn't go the way we wanted. Have you and the guys maybe parked how that all ended and then the focus has now totally changed to what lies ahead?
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to say if you know if you park it or not, but definitely we're just going into the new season, trying to build on last season. You know, we're going to try set goals and try hit them again this year, but we'll take it day by day. You know, as we say, we have McKenna Cup to start with and then the league, and we'll just go from there.
You obviously didn't play in the McKenna Cup last year. You haven't played in the McKenna Cup competition before. It's something new for you. But the fact that they're competitive games, does that bode well, maybe better this year going into the league than last year?
Ah, yeah, listen, there's never any harm in getting games. You know, they're great, and to have them, I suppose, after Christmas, you know, it's great to get in, get a bit of game time so early. So, yeah, it'll definitely be a nice build-up to the league as well.
Yeah, and obviously the league campaign's there, Division 1, I'm sure you mentioned targets. You want to be in that, you want to stay in Division 1 for next year and do as well as possible before you get the championship underway. And there's a couple of big games there. Like,
aye, definitely, they're all big games, you know. There'll be massive battles every day you go out. So, look, it's... I suppose trying to stay in Division 1 is definitely a priority. You know, there's no easy games in it, as we say, so we'll be taking it game by game and we're slowly building up towards the championship. And
mentioned the championship, down at home to get things started. Obviously another target has to be, listen, try one Ulster game. It's never been done before, won an Ulster three times by a Donegal team.
Yeah, look, I suppose it'd be definitely a target. You know, trying to, what we done last year, going back to back was great. You know, it's not easy done, so we're very proud of that. But definitely, again, we'll try push on this year and give it a good rattle.
Could it be tougher to achieve that this year, do you think, in Ulster?
Look, it's so competitive. You know, there's so many teams that are striving for it. So, listen, we'll just focus on ourselves and take it game by game. You know, we have down the first round. That's going to be a massive, massive game as well. So, we'll take it from there.
Yeah, and I suppose just off away from the football, what does an intercounty footballer do around Christmas time? How are you going to spend it now over the next number of weeks? You have a lot of training still to do, so you have, but what's life going to be like in the next number of weeks for you as you head into Christmas and over the festive period?
I suppose relaxed. I suppose it's nice. I'll definitely have a bit of downtime anyway. I suppose I'm not too flat out with work or anything, so I suppose I'm with my family all Christmas. There's obviously be bits of training in between, but I suppose it'll be a nice time to spend with family.
Yeah, and listen, you seem to enjoy this sort of event that we're here today, because I know even speaking to you after matches that you'd be swamped by children. There was a lot of children here today. How important is that the players engage and connect with the fans all the time here?
Yeah, well, I think that's what makes it so special whenever you're playing, to have so many supporters and fans around the county. You know, we get massive support at all our games, so it's always nice to be able to come in here and be able to chat to them and I suppose be around them, because, you know, it's a massive thing for them, but we're greatly appreciative of all the support they give us throughout the year, so it's nice to give back.
Listen, it's good to talk to you. Uh-huh. All right, we'll talk to you next year in 2026. The best of
definitely
luck.
Cheers, thanks very much.